जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरा वनचारी यमुन तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण जय धन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha, Shama Sundar Radha, Shama Sundar Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Vrindavan Dham. Jai Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Nityai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa, Prabhujagacharya Stotra Sada Divine Grace. Ape Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pravachaka Acharya Stotra Sas Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananda Godi Vaishnavanda Ki Amacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Bolo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Hare Krishna Mahamandir Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Giriyovardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Madhura Dham Ki Navadi Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Hare Krishna Mahamandir Ki Gaura Premanandi All Gauris of Assembled Devotees All Gauris of Assembled Devotees All Gauris of Assembled Devotees All Gauris Sri Guru and Gauranga Nama Prabhu Ki Jai Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnaya Guru Sri Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 1, text number 75 to 91. 91 is having an purport, so we will recite 91 verse. Up to there, I will read only the translations. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदीनैष्टगे।
Text number 75 onwards, I will read the translation. You need not repeat it. You can listen. If numerous forms, all equal in their features, are displayed simultaneously, such forms are called Prakasha Vigrahas of the Lord. But when the numerous forms are slightly different from one another, they are called Vilasa Vigrahas. When the Lord displays numerous forms with different features by His inconceivable potency, such forms are called Vilasa Vigrahas. Examples of such Vilasa Vigrahas are Baladeva, Narayana in Vaikuntha Dhamma and the Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The energies of the Supreme Lord are of three kinds: the Lakshmis in Vrindavan, Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, the Queens in Dwaraka, and the Gopis in Vrindavana. The Gopis are the best of all, for they have the privilege of serving Sri Krishna, the Premier Lord, the son of the King of Praja. The personal associates of the Premier Lord, Sri Krishna, are His devotees, who are identical with Him, is complete with His entourage of devotees. Now I have worshipped all the various levels of devotees. Worshipping them is the source of all good fortune. In the first verse, I have invoked a general benediction, but in the second, I have prayed to the Lord in the particular form. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna, Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of the Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all.
No, Prabhu.
Some verses that has purport. We don't need the purport.
That's what Prabhu said. You try read only translation. Okay, I will read Maharaj when it comes. Sri Krishna and Balarama, the personalities of Godhead who formerly appeared in Vrindavana and were millions of times more effulgent than the sun and moon, have arisen over the eastern horizon of the Gaudadesha, West Bengal, being compassionate for the fallen state of world. The appearance of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda has surcharged the world with happiness. As the sun and the moon drive away darkness by their appearance and reveal the nature of the everything, these two brothers dissipate the darkness of ignorance covering the living beings and enlighten them with the knowledge of the absolute truths. The darkness of ignorance is called Kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation.
So now we will recite the text number 91.
Dharma projita gaita botra paramo nirmatsaranam satam.
Please repeat.
Vedyam vastavamatra vastu shivadam tabatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Va Parerishwara. Sadyohidi Avarudhya Detra Kritibi Susrushubi Tatshanada. Dharma projita gaita votra paramo nirmatsaranam sadam. Vidyam vastavamatra vastu jivadam tabatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimva Parerishwara. Sadyo Hidya Varyudya Detra Kritibi Susrushubi Tatshanada.
Someone want to repeat?
Dharma projita gaita votra paramo nirmal saranam sadam.
Vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapotrayam mulanam.
Vedyam vastavam atra vastu jivadam tapotrayam mulanam.
Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Va Parerishwara.
Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. Sadyo hridya vajutya detra kriti bhi susushu bhi tachana.
Dharma projita gaita votra varamo nirmal saranam sadam. Vedyam vastavam atra vastu jivadam tabatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Va Parerishwara. Sadyo hridya vajutya detra kriti bhi susrushu bhi tachana.
Any Madhajis?
Dharma projita gaita votra paramo nirmal saranam sadam. Vedyam vastavam atra vastu jivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Va Parerishwara. Sadyo hridya varudya detra kriti bhi susrushu bhi tatshanad. Dharmaha,
religiosity.
Projidaha, completely rejected. Kaidava, in which fruitive intention. Atra, herein. Parama, the highest. Nirmatsaranam, of the 100% pure in heart. Satam, devotees. Vedyam, to be understood. Vatsavam, factual. Atra, herein. Vastu, substance. Shivadam, giving well-being. Tapatraya, of the threefold miseries. Unmulanam, causing uprooting. Srimata, beautiful. Bhagavate, in the Bhagavata Purana. Mahamuni, by the great sage Vyasadeva. Krute, compiled. Kim, what? Va, indeed. Paraihi, with others. Ishwaraha, the Supreme Lord. Sadyaha, at once. Hridi, within the heart. Avarudhyade, becomes confined. Atra, herein. Kritibi, by pious men. Susrushubi, desiring to hear. Tatshanada, without delay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, compiled by Mahamuni Vyasadeva from four original verses, describes the most elevated and kind-hearted devotees and completely rejects the cheating ways of materially motivated religiosity. It propounds the highest principle of eternal religion, which can factually mitigate the threefold miseries of the living being and award the highest benediction of full prosperity and knowledge. Those willing to hear the message of this scripture is a submissive attitude of service can at once capture the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, there is no need for any scripture other than Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna. This shloka is having a big purport. So, we'll read part by part and keep on discussing instead of reading all and then discussing in the last.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangarodi Vachalam Bangum Langaya Degirin Ekrabatamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nandago Bhagumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Govindaya Namo Namaga Namaga Bangajana Bhaya Namaga Bangajamalini Namaga Bangajanetraya Namaste Pangajangrai.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
This verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam 112. The verse Mahamunikrite indicates that Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by great sage Vyasadeva, who is sometimes known as Narayana Mahamuni, because he is an incarnation of Narayana. Vyasadeva, therefore, is not an ordinary man, but is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He compiled the beautiful Bhagavatams to narrate some of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees.
Hare Krishna. So we are in the session of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This chapter is known as Spiritual Masters. Before Krishna Sakaviraja Goswami begins to write about this Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is actually taking the blessings by glorifying different spiritual masters. So we have to learn actually from these things why actually this Srimad Bhagavatam sloka is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita as a spiritual master. So we saw in the previous verses whatever is the possible actually is Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Yeah. He has selected actually almost so many incarnations of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, devotees, different devotees. All he approached actually, he did actually obeisance, paid his obeisances to all these spiritual masters accepting. So it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, actually, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 24 spiritual masters, 24 gurus, it is mentioned. So sometimes we think, why we have only one guru, actually, okay. Diksha guru or some Chiksha gurus. But the Veda says that let this knowledge come from all the different directions, authorized directions. So that is why we require actually empowerment, even to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, read about it. We require empowerment from the proper authorities. Without that, it is not possible. We are nothing, zero. That is what we are learning actually in this particular chapter, Spiritual Masters Approach. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, now this particular verse is given here because he is accepting Srimad, glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So accepting actually Srimad Bhagavatam also a spiritual master, one of the spiritual master. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is actually, it is mentioned now in the purport, beautiful, narrates some of the pastimes and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. So then, we saw this particular verse, it is compiled by Vedavyasa on instruction of the spiritual master. That is why he strongly is glorifying this glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very suitable in these days now we are glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Why we should have a Srimad Bhagavatam at home? Why it should be distributed? Keep on Maharajas and scriptures and Adhira Purnima time. So it is mentioned that even anyone who is having a Srimad Bhagavatam in this house, all 33 crores Deva Devatas, they want to visit that house. Why? They want to do parikrama for Srimad Bhagavatam. It's mentioned. So that much is important, they are emphasizing. It's not for selling the Srimad Bhagavatam, number of copies are given to somebody or somebody distributed, not like that. This is what Srimad Prabhupada wanted actually. It should reach to each and every conditioned souls and devotees. Because that is exactly equivalent to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan himself. Srimad Bhagavatam means Krishna himself. We cannot call, we cannot install the deities every house and then do the deity seva and everything is not possible. But everybody can keep one's copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the Supreme Personality. Bow down to Srimad Bhagavatam. Satisfy the glorification this particular time. This verse is very appropriate. So,
glorifying. This is compiled by Vedavyasa on instruction of his guru. That's what he said. Actually, Vedavyasa, he compiled Vedas, Puranas, so many things, including Mahabharata. He wrote down everything for the benefit of the people, conditioned soul. But his guru found fault with him, saying, "This is not good. This is not at all good for anybody in this Yukaliga. Because you propagated Kaidava Dharma, material activities, material benefits, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Mosha, Purusha, Artha, these are all you propagated. What is the use of writing all these things? It's not Kaka Cheshtidam, it is just like a food for the crow. So that is why it is. And it completely rejects the cheating. It is actually, he told Chatursloki Bhagavatam, is mentioned here. Chatursloki Bhagavatam, second Gandhu Srim Bhagavatam, 9th chapter, 33, 34, 35, 36. He is told to elaborate this Chatursloki Bhagavatam. So he has selected, actually, related with the slogas, the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees of God. So then we may ask each other, why so much devotees are so much glorified? Why only Bhagavan is in it? So I was just reading, actually, in the Adi Purana, Lord Sri Krishna himself is telling to Arjuna, Jagadam Guravo Bhakta Bhaktanam Guravo Vayam Sarvatra Guravo Bhakta Vayam Cha Guravo Yatha Asmagam Bandhava Bhakta Bhaktanam Bandhava Vayam Asmagam Guravo Bhakta Bhaktanam Guravo Vayam Matapte retra gachandi tatra gachami parthiva. So the Lord is telling to Arjuna, the Vaishnavas are the spiritual masters of the entire world. Statement of Bhagavan. And I am the spiritual master of all Vaishnavas. As I am the spiritual of everyone, spiritual master of everyone, the devotees are also spiritual masters of everyone. The devotees are my friends and I am the friend of my devotee. The devotees are my spiritual masters and I am the spiritual master of my devotees. O son of Pratha, I go wherever my devotee go. So this is the statement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. That is why devotees, glorification of the devotees. Because Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has empowered his devotees to speak about this, to chant about it, to distribute about it. So that is why he compiled this. Not only the devotee, Krishna, the devotees of the Lord. And all these dharma, artha, kama, moksha, kaidava, cheating, propensities are not there in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is pure. But say, you should have a clear heart. Nirmatsaranam. That is why these particular points are required for us before we proceed to read Chaitanya Charitamritam or Srimad Bhagavatam. Nanmat Saranam, there should not be any envious in the subject. We have to make our mind a Vaishnava. Dasana, 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 Dasana. So this is very important point, Nanmat Saranam. And it is giving the highest principle of religion, highest principle of religion. That is about this devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna.
that only it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is the idea, what is the benefit out of it actually? If you want, we want actually the Lord, Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavan, this lotus feet should be there in our heart. While chanting the holy name, reading about him, hearing about him. This can be installed in a clear heart only. Nirmal Charanam. And somebody is doing that with that certain immediately, therefore, no need of reading any other scripture other than Srimad Bhagavatam. That doesn't mean that, okay, let me take out all books from my library and then I will keep only Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that meaning about it. It is a must that Srimad Bhagavatam one must have, one must read it, understand it. That is why Srila Prabhupada has introduced this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day there is a Bhagavatam class. You know, throughout the world, all the centers, all the temples. Because what is expected is actually everybody should try to get the highest religious principle, highest religion, dharma. And don't go after the Kaidava dharma. What is the benefit out of it? It is tabatrayo unnilanam, material miseries. What is stopping actually the conditioned soul reading Srimad Bhagavatam, attending Srimad Bhagavatam class or preaching about it? It is all because the conditioned stage, anyone who is born in this material world is attacked by tapatraya, three type of miseries, material miseries. So that is what Prabhupada is explaining in this particular thing. So there is no other medicine. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam in every canto, every chapter, these particular things are mentioned. Cessation of material miseries, cessation of tapatraya. Everybody is troubled, nobody except, exception is not there for anybody. Srimad Bhagavatam, the distinction between real religion, pretentious religion has been clearly made. According to this original and genuine commendation of the Vedanta Sutra, there are numerous pretentious faiths that pass as religion but neglect the real essence of religion. The real religion of a living being is natural inborn quality, whereas pretentious religion is a form of nescience that artificially covers a living entity, pure consciousness, under certain unfavorable conditions. Real religion lies dormant when artificial religion dominates from the mental plane. A living being can awaken this dormant religion by hearing with a pure heart. So this natural, inborn, we say that Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It is a dormant stage. It is covered by this Kaidava dharma. People are gone after the Maya, three modes of material nature. Whoever is doing the activities under three modes of material nature, that is actually the Kaidava dharma, attracted to Kaidava dharma, and it is covering the original Krishna consciousness, natural. What is the Swarupa? The Swarupa is covered. That's what Prabhupada is telling, that it can be living being can awaken this dormant religion by hearing with the pure heart. Hearing what? Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a medicine for this Kali Yuga. Those who are hearing, it is every, any, I told you, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned actually. What is the medicine? Vidura is asking to Maitreya Muni, what is the medicine? Please, you heard from Krishna, please tell us. Medicine for what? Cessation of material misery. That is stopping them going ahead with the devotional service. The medicine is actually
Tava katha mridang katha, Krishna katha. So powerful medicine, Krishna katha. Bhagavata means Krishna katha, Krishna katha. Pastime of the Lord, that is what is mentioned. The path of religion prescribed by Srimad Bhagavatam is different from all forms of imperfect religiosity. Religion can be considered in the following three divisions: the path of fruity work, the path of knowledge and mystic powers, and path of worship and devotional service. These are the different paths for the religion, which is deviated from the original consciousness. The path of fruity work, karmaganda, even when decorated by religious ceremonies meant to elevate one's material condition, is a cheating process because it can never enable one to gain relief from material existence and achieve the highest goal. Nobody can get the highest goal of going back home, back to Godhead, or coming to Krishna consciousness by doing fruitive activities. This is actually encouraged. Fruitive activities means is economical development. Nobody is interested actually in the reading Srimad Bhagavatam or spiritual advancement. Prabhupada says everybody is interested to go to the factories, nut and bolt and industries, because this will enable them to get fruitive result, immediate result. For what? It is for sense gratification. So this is not a good way. A living entity perpetually struggles hard to rid himself of the pangs of material existence. Same point Prabhupada is repeating. This is for meant for us. Pangs of material existence. But a path of fruity work leads him to either temporary happiness or temporary distress in material existence. Not only you will get a happiness, no, distress also there. They are together actually. One, Mataras Prasastu Kavandiya Siddhoshna Sukadukkada. It comes. By pious fruitive work, one is placed in a position where he can temporarily feel material happiness, whereas vicious activities lead him to the distressful position of material want and scarcity. However, even if one is put into the most perfect situation of material happiness, he cannot in that way become free from the pangs of birth, death, old age and disease. A materially happy person is therefore in need of eternal relief, that mundane religiosity in terms of fruity work can never award. So this fruitive activity cannot reward anything. Maybe we can ask the richest person in the whole world. Sometimes he comes, you know, he has become the richest in the whole world. Sometimes else they say, no, he crossed, somebody else has crossed. He has become the richest person. So Prabhupada is telling here, can you go and ask him, has he solved the internal problem of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi? Birth, death, old age. He can stop it. The richest person can stop it. Anybody can stop it. Anybody has come forward saying that, no, I will not die. So, mundane religiosity, Kaitava Dharma, will not help at all. That will maybe for temporary, sometime he is rich, sometime he is not rich. The path of culture of knowledge, Jnana Yoga, Prabhupada Srinipur, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and of mystic powers are equally hazardous, for one does not know where one will go by following these uncertain methods. An empiric philosopher in search of spiritual knowledge may endeavor most laboriously for many, many births in mental speculation. But unless and until he reaches the stage of the purest quality of goodness, in other words, until he transcends the plane of material speculation, it is not possible for him to know that everything emanates from the personality of Godhead Vasudeva. His attachment to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord
makes him unfit to rise to the transcendental stage of Vasudeva understanding. And therefore, because of his unclean state of mind, he glides down again into the material existence. Even after having ascended to the highest stage of liberation, this fall down takes place due to the want of locus standi in the service of the Supreme Lord. So even the Jnana Yoga, Jnana Marga, one is getting actually the knowledge, lot of knowledge, Vedic knowledge, Sanskrit knowledge, Vedic knowledge, so much of knowledge he got it. Okay. But that will not help. Bhagunam Janmanam Ante Jnanaman Man Pravadyade Vasudeva Sarvamidi Samahatma Sudurlabha. One has to come to that Vasudeva stage, Vasudeva Sarvamidi. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam is the number one scripture where everybody should read and understand who is Krishna, what is his pastime, Lila. So Jnana Yoga also, Bahunam Janmana Mande, he has to come back again and come back up. Those who are sitting here in sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, this is not the result of this birth. Bhagunam Janmana Mande, many births of human being is taken, and at the last now you got actually everybody came to Krishna consciousness and understood the Mahatmya of Srimad Bhagavatam. Where I can glorify Krishna? How can I please Krishna? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. So this is actually the details about Sri Krishna and details about his pure devotees of the Lord. As far as mystic powers of the yogis are concerned, they are all material entanglements on the path of spiritual realization. One German scholar who became a devotee of Godhead in India said that material science had already made laudable progress in duplicating the mystic powers of the yogis. He therefore came to India not to learn the method of the yogis' mystic powers, but to learn the path of transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. So ultimately, one has to come to the devotional service, transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So this German came here, he is in search of this, he was not happy with anything else. As mentioned in the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly Prabhupada is writing it, not from anywhere else. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is mentioning about pure, loving, devotional service. We are talking about only that, devotional service. Other day I was reading that Prabhupada said, there is no difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan and the devotional service. Devotional service is Bhagavan himself. That makes great, actually, the devotional service. Mystic powers can make a yogi materially powerful and thus give temporary relief from the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease, as other material sciences can also do. But such mystic powers can never be permanent source of release from these miseries. Therefore, according to Bhagavata school, this path of religiosity is also a method of cheating its followers. The yogic process. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly defined that the most elevated and powerful mystic yogi is one who can constantly think of the Supreme Lord. Matgadenantaratmana. Within his heart and engage in the loving service of the Lord. So Bhagavan himself is also telling it. Yoginam abhisarveshya. Other yogis, that is not perfect. But who is doing this bhakti yoga? Madgadena antaratmana, always thinking about me. Manmana, bhava malpaktu, madhyaji, mam, namaskuru. Bhagavan himself is telling, clue is given. The path of worship of innumerable devas or administrative demigods is still more hazardous and certainly than the above mentioned process. Dangerous, most dangerous thing is worshipping the demigods.
This is what Vyasadeva did it actually in the Puranas and everything. You worship this Deva, you will get this. You worship this Deva, you will get this. That is why Bhagavatam says, Prabhupada, that is the most dangerous thing actually going after. Okay, I want this. That is why clearly it's been Akama, Sarvagamova, Moshagama, Udaradihi, Tivrena, Bhakti Yogena, Yejeta, Purushamparam. Why you want to go to another demigods, get some Lakshmi or get some material benefit? I can give everything, Bhagavan is telling, I can give you everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling actually to one of the devotees, he says, what do you think about Krishna? He is samartha, he is not asamartha, he is samartha for anything. Why you want to do it like this? Why you want to do like this? Krishna can do everything, anything within a second. What is the secret behind this? Actually you please him. Follow him. So, Durga, Shiva, Ganesha, Surya and impersonal Vishnu form is accepted by person who have been blinded by the intense desire for sense gratification. When properly executed in terms of the rites mentioned in the Shastras, which are now very difficult to perform in this age of want and scarcity, such worship can certainly fulfill one's desire for sense gratification. But the success obtained by such methods is certainly transient and is suitable only for the less intelligent person. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita. No sane man should be satisfied by such temporary benefits. None of the above mentioned three religious paths can deliver the persons from the threefold miseries of material existence, namely miseries caused by the body and mind, miseries caused by other living entities, and miseries caused by the demigods. The process of religion described in Srimad Bhagavatam, however, is able to give its followers permanent relief from the threefold miseries, permanent, perpetual. It will not come back. The Bhagavatam describes the highest religious form, reinstatement of the living entity in the original position of transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. How nicely Prabhupada is writing it. Simple way, but it is so powerful. Reinstatement of the living entity. They have deviated and gone somewhere else. Our duty is actually to reinstate in the original position of what is that transcendental loving service unto the Supreme Lord, which is free from the infections of the desire of sense gratification. That is also another point actually. We will not be infected by sense gratification. Sometimes then we get, I am chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I am breathing everything, Mangala, everything I am doing it. Still my senses are not under control. So Bhagavatam is giving actually, Devahuti is asking to his father, son, Vidura is asking Maitreya Muni. Same answer is giving actually, pure loving devotional service. Krishikena Krishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchade. Apply actually, use our Indriyas for the service of the Lord 100%. Then Devi Esha Gunamai Maya Durita Mameve Prabhadyade Maya Medantar. So reinstate ourselves, we should be reinstated to our original consciousness and doing new service of the Lord. Futi work and the culture of knowledge and the aim of merging into all absolute to become one with the Supreme Lord. Any process of religiosity based on sense gratification, gross or subtle, must be considered a pretentious religion because it is unable to give perpetual protection to these followers. The word projita is significant, pra means complete, and yuja indicates rejection. Religiosity in the shape of fruity work is directly a method of gross sense gratification, whereas the process of culturing spiritual knowledge with a view to becoming one with the Absolute is a method of subtle sense gratification. All such pretentious religiosity based on gross and subtle sense gratification
is completely rejected in the process of Bhagavata Dharma or the transcendental religion, that is the eternal function of living being. So I suggest actually this particular purport of Srila Prabhupada to be studied in detail. That is the solution actually. There are so many guidance are given. Prabhupada is not there, Prabhupada is not. Prabhupada is there through his book, through his writings. If we read it, everything will be clear, crystal clear for us. Bhagavata Dharma or religious principle described in Srimad Bhagavatam, of which the Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study, is meant for liberated persons of the highest order who attribute very little value to the sense gratification of pretentious religiosity. The first and the foremost concern of fruity workers, elevationist empiric philosophers and salvationists is to raise their material position. But devotees of Godhead have no such selfish desire. They serve the Supreme Lord only for His satisfaction. Sri Arjuna, wanting to satisfy his senses by becoming so-called non-violent and pious man, the first decided not to fight, but when he was fully situated in the principles of Bhagavata Dharma, culminating in complete surrender unto the will of the Supreme Lord, he changed his decision and agreed to fight for the satisfaction of the Lord. He then said, Nasto mogasmiti lepta tot prasadan maya chuda stidosmi gadasandeha karishye vajanandava. My dear Krishna, O Infallible One, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and I am prepared to act according to your instructions. It is the constitutional position of the living entity to be situated in this pure consciousness, and any so-called religious process that interferes with this unadulterated spiritual position of the living being must therefore be considered as a pretentious process of religiosity. So here, finally, he wanted to have sense gratification by not killing his guru and relatives, and this my, you know, I Krishna, I cannot do that. When he got this actually, the knowledge about the transcendental service under the lotus feet of Krishna, then he said, Karishye Vajanandava, now I understood. My duty is actually to follow you, to follow your instruction. I already accepted you as my guru. So that is why Krishna Sagaraja Goswami is emphasizing, quoting so many slogans from Srimad Bhagavatam to show that we are to surrender to the Guru. Bhagavatam is propagating surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna. The real form of religion is spontaneous loving service to Godhead. This is the Savaibam Sam Bharavatarmo Ato Bhakti Athokshaji. Ahaiduki Apradigata Yadatma Suprasitati. That is the real dharma. Serving the Lord is the real dharma. So many other Kaidava dharmas are there, Putra dharma, Putri dharma, Rajya dharma, Rajya dharma. So many dharmas are there. In the first condition of Bhagavatam itself, Sutta Goswami said, remove it, take out everything. That is what Prabhupada is mentioning. The relationship of the living being with the Absolute Personality of Godhead is in service, is eternal. It is eternal, not for Sunday Bhagavad Sevaya or Monday Bhagavad Sevaya or Kartik month Bhagavad Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavad Sevaya. This is my duty actually. The personality of Godhead is described as Vastu or the substance, and the living entities are described as Vasavas or the innumerable samples of the substance in relative existence. The relationship of these substantiative portions with the supreme substance can never be annihilated, for it is an eternal quality inherent in the living being. By contact with the material nature, The last paragraph of this particular purport, Prabhupada is writing, by contact with the material nature, the living entities exhibit varied symptoms of disease of material consciousness. Material consciousness is a disease, just like so many diseases are coming. Viral fever is coming, corona is coming, then so many attacks are coming, so many diseases are coming. Those who are coming here, we are all in the diseased condition. So, material to cure this material disease is the supreme object of human life. No other duty for human. Use this human form to solve this problem. That is very good. Atato Brahmaji just asked questions, just asking questions only. Dogs and cats cannot ask questions, but we can ask questions. Just Sanatana Goswami, ki yami? Why this tapatra is after me? We can all ask actually to the Lord why it is like this. That answer is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says that is to cure the material disease, the supreme object of human life. The process that treats this disease is called Bhagavata Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, real religion. This is described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said, I can show you Sri Krishna in every page of Srimad Bhagavatam, every sloka of Bhagavatam, every word of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, anyone who, because of his background of pious activities in the previous life, is anxious to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately realizes the presence of the Supreme Lord within his heart and fulfills the mission of his life. To fulfill the mission of our life. What is the mission of our life actually? What sankalpa we took it actually? In this life itself, using this human form, I want to go back home, back to Godhead, under any circumstance. Narada Muni says, you take a sankalpa with strong determination in 7th Kandu Srimad, and follow that sankalpa. I will, under any circumstances, I will use this human form to go back home, back to Godhead. And our eternal spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, other day he was writing that, I spend so much time, day and night, to write all these things for you. But rascals, you are not taking the advantage of it. You said that tomorrow I will read it, day after tomorrow I will read it, I will hear it something. Or hear from here, it's gone, finished. So that is why we should be indebted to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada in this stage of Kali Yuga now. He is living for us actually in the form of the purports, in the form of guidance. We should take that advantage of it. So we should be propagating this Srimad Bhagavatam, distributing this Bhagavatam. Don't worry about any other condition, anybody. Yari Dekha Tareka Krishna Padesha, please read Srimad Bhagavatam. If you keep Srimad Bhagavatam in your house, all 33 crore devadas will come. They want to do parikrama for it. But so many people are, even they may not open the cover, you know, the plastic cover is there still. Some houses will go. Unfortunate. Quite unfortunate. So we are all lucky, actually. We are in the right path. The process is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gudirnida. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This will enable us to clear our heart and follow Bhagavata Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Everybody will be successful, there is no doubt about it. Hare Krishna, I will stop here. So that's the end of the purport. So many things are there, but there is, because we want, I wanted to complete the purport, reading purport, Srila Prabhupada. Related to these, so many, we will get confidence in our day-to-day activities. Bhagavan is still working, Krishna is still working on it. He is appearing in front of them. He is giving them pure devotional service. He is giving the attraction for pure devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai. Jai.